Hello, angels. It is me, Willow. I am here, as you might expect, and you've read the title, so you know what's going on. This book is so sexy. I'm here to read to you some more of Dante Alighieri's The Divine Comedy. We had a long chat today in my Discord server about the video game Dante's Inferno and Cleopatra as a boss, and it's cursed as fuck, but I love it very much. Someone did ask me if I plan to read all of this, and the answer is yes. I'm starting with Inferno because that's what's first, but I'm going to do Purgatorio and Paradiso as well because I love it. It's going to take a long time. This book is very, very long, but the pages, admittedly, like, there's only so much on the pages, so it's not that bad. God, new book stuff. Anyway, as always, I am asking for your kindness and your patience because this book is not written in modern sentence structure and I'm going to trip over my words a lot. As it goes on, I'll probably get better at it. But I am not some beautiful, deep-voiced man who could read this to you to soothe you to sleep. Unfortunately, I am just a bumbling little lady with good intentions that really loves this story. So, you know, cut me some slack. I'm not perfect, and I'm not going to go through and edit this because I feel like there's a small amount of appeal to you hearing me struggle because it's kind of like I'm just reading it to you directly. Anyway, I don't know how long I'm going to go. I'm going to probably read the same duration of time. I don't know how far into this I'm going to get. You know by the title now. So, anyway, we're starting with Canto 3, and I had, like, an anxiety dream last night that I was saying Canto wrong. What if it's, like, Santo or something, and I'm just, like, existing ignorantly? Whatever. there's a little blurb under this that gives you kind of, a little bit of, an overview of what's going on in this particular section, and that says, "The gates of hell, the inefficient and or indifferent Pope Celestine V, the shores of Archeron, Charon, and the earthquake and the swoon. I have something to drink. I am super cozy in bed. I have my glasses on and I'm ready to fucking go. So I hope you get cozy and comfortable. And if you haven't listened to the first two cantos, they are pinned in the media channel of my Discord and I will be adding them to the audio index on Reddit later today. They're also on Twitter. You can scroll back through all of my nonsense. But I think what I'm gonna do is separate the not safe for work and the safe for work audios because the list of safe for work audios is getting much longer and it's making the post really long. So I think I'm gonna make another post with the safe for work ones in it and pin it. So then my pinned messages will be less of my boobs and more of useful information, and you can just scroll through my profile for my boobs. Anyway, I've rambled for 3.5 minutes, which is less than 5. So, without further ado, Canto 3 of Dante Alighieri's The Divine Comedy, we're in the book Inferno. "Through me the way is to the city dolent. Through me the way is to eternal dole. Through me the way among the people lost. Justice incited my sublime creator, created me divine omnipotence, the highest wisdom and the primal love. Before me there were no created things, only eterne, and I eternal last. All hope abandoned, ye who enter in. These words in somber color I beheld written upon the summit of a gate, whence I, their senses, master, hard to me. And he to me, as one experienced, here all suspicion needs must be abandoned, all cowardice must needs be here extinct. We to the place have come where I have told thee thou shalt behold the people dolorous who have forgone the good of intellect. And after he had laid his hand on mine with joyful mien, whence I was comforted, he led me in among the secret things. Their sighs, complaints, and ululations loud resounded through the air without a star, whence I, at the beginning, wept thereat. Language is diverse, horrible dialects, accents of anger, words of agony, and voices high and hoarse with the sounds of hands. Made up tumult that goes whirling on forever in the air, forever black, even as the sand doth when the whirlwind breathes. And I, who had my head with horror bound, said, Master, what is this which now I hear? What folk is this which seems by pain so vanquished? And he to me, this miserable mode, maintained the melancholy souls of those who lived without an infamy or praise. Commingled are they with that caitiff choir of angels who have not rebellious been, nor faithful were to God, but were for self. The heavens expelled them, not to be less fair, nor them the nethermore abyss receives, for glory none the damned would have from them. And I, O Master, what so grievous is to these that maketh them lament so sore? He answered, I will tell thee very briefly, these have no longer any hope of death, and this blind life of theirs is so debased, they envious are of every other fate. No fame of them the world permits to be. Misericord and justice both disdain them. Let us not speak of them, but look and pass. And I, who looked again, beheld a banner, which, whirling around, ran on so rapidly that of all pause it seemed to me indignant. And after it there came so long a train of people that I ne'er would have believed that ever death so many had undone. When some among them I had recognized, I looked, and I beheld the shade of him who made through cowardice the great refusal. Forthwith I comprehended, and was certain that this sect was of the caitiff wretches, hateful to God and to his enemies. These miscreants, who were never alive, were naked, and were strung exceedingly by gladflies, and stung exceedingly by gadflies. I was doing so well. These miscreants, who never were alive, were naked, and were stung exceedingly by gadflies and by hornets that were there. These did their faces irrigate with blood, which their tears commingled and at their feet by the disgusting worms that gathered up. And when to gazing further I betook me, people I saw on a great river's bank, whence I said, Master, now vouchsafe to me, that I may know who these are, and what law makes them appear so ready to pass over as I discern athwart the dusky light? And he to me, these things shall all be known to thee as soon as our footsteps stay upon the dismal shore of Acheron. Then, with mine eyes ashamed and downward cast, fearing my words might irksome be to him, from speech refrained I till we reached the river. And lo, towards us coming in a boat, an old man, hoary with the hair of eld, crying, Woe unto you, ye souls depraved! Hope never more to look upon the heavens. I come to lead you to the other shore, to the eternal shades and heat and frost. And thou, that yonder standest living soul, withdraw thee from these people who are dead. But when he saw that I did not withdraw, he said, By other ways, by other ports thou to the shore shall come, not here, for passage a lighter vessel must carry thee. And unto him the guide, Vex thee not, Charon. It is so willed there where is power to do so, that which is willed, and further question not. Thereat we're quieted, the fleecy cheeks of him, the ferryman of the livid fen, who round about his eyes had wheels of flame. But all those souls who weary were and naked, their color changed and gnashed their teeth together as soon as they had heard those cruel words. God, they'd blasphemed, and their progenitors, the human race, the place, the time, the seed of their engineering and of their birth. Thereafter, altogether, they drew back, bitterly weeping, to the accursed shore, which weigheth every man who fears not God. Charon, the demon, with the eyes of gold, beckoning to them, collects them all together, beats with the oar, whoever lags behind. As in the autumn time, the leaves fall off, first one and then another, till the branch unto the earth surrenders all its spoils. In similar wise, the evil seed of Adam throw themselves from the margin one by one, at signals as a bird unto its lure. So they depart across the dusky wave, and ere upon the other side of dayland, again on this side a new troop assembles. My son, the courteous master said to me, all those who perish in the wrath of God here meet together out of every land, and are ready are they to pass o'er the river, because celestial justice spurs them on, so that their fear is turned into desire. This way there never passes a good soul, and hence if Charon doth complain of thee, well mayest thou know now what his speech imports. This being finished, all the dust champagne trembles so violently that the terror, the recollection bathes me still with sweat. The land of tears gave forth a blast of wind, and fulminated a vermilion light, which overmastered me in every sense. And as a man whom slept hath seized, I fell. All right, that's three. I'm going to get a quick drink. And I'm going to answer this quick message. Because someone needs me. Okay. All right, let's get a drink. I'm going to fall off my bed. Everything's fine. Honestly, guys, I'm really proud of that last section. I feel like I didn't struggle as much. I'm getting better at this. Okay. All right. Canto 4. And the little summary says, the first circle, limbo, virtuous pagans and the unbaptized, the four poets, Homer, Horace, Ovid, and Lucan? And the noble castle of philosophy. Ugh, my eyeball. I have something in my eyeball. All right. Here we go. God, I wish you guys could see this art. It's fucking gorgeous. Ugh. This book is like, is $25 well spent, guys. Like, if you have $25 laying around and are interested in the Divine Comedy, like, this is the only copy you will ever need in your entire life. It's beautiful. All right. Here we go. Broke the deep lethargy within my head, a heavy thunder, so that I upstarted like to a person who by forces wakened. And round about I moved my rested eyes, uprisen erect, and steadfastly I gazed to recognize the place wherein I was. True is it that upon the verge I found me of the abysmal valley dolorous that gathers thunder of infinite ululations. Obscure profound it was, and nebulous, so that by fixing on its depths my sight nothing whatever I discerned therein. Let us descend now into the blind world, began the poet, pallid utterly. I will be first, and thou shalt be second. And I, who of his color was aware, said, how shall I come if thou art afraid? Who aren't wont to be a comfort to my fears? And he to me, the anguish of the people who are below here in my face depicts that pity which for terror thou hast taken. Let us go on, for the long way impels us. Thus he went in, and thus he made me enter the foremost circle that surrounds the abyss. There, as it seemed to me from listening, were lamentations none, but only sighs that tremble made the everlasting star. Oh, air. The everlasting air. And this arose from sorrow without torment, which the crowd had, that many were and great, of infants and of women and of children. To me, the master good, thou dost not ask what spirits these, which thou beholdest, are. Now will I have thee know, ere thou go further, that they sinned not. And if they merit had, 'tis not enough, because they had not baptism, which is the portal of the faith thou holdest. And if they were before Christianity, in the right manner they adored not God, and among such these am I myself, for such defects and not for the other guilt. Lost are we, and are only so far punished that without hope we live on in desire. Great grief seethed on my heart when this I heard, because some people of much worthiness I knew who in that limbo were suspended. Tell me, Master, tell me thou, my Lord, began I with the desire of being certain of that faith which overcometh every error. Come any one by his own merit hence, or by another's, who was blessed thereafter. And he who understood my covert speech replied, I was a novice in this state when I saw hither come a mighty one with sign of victory incarnate. Hence he drew forth the shade of the first parent and his son, and that of his son Abel, and of Noah, of Moses the lawgiver, and the obedient Abraham patriarch, and David king Israel with his father and his children, and Rachel for whose sake he did so much, and many others, and he made them blessed. And thou must know that earlier than these never were any human spirits saved. We ceased not to advance because he spake, but still were passing onward through the forest, I say, of thick, crowded ghosts. Not very far as yet our way had gone, this side of the summit, when I saw a fire that overcame a hemisphere of darkness. We were a little distant from it still, but not so far that I in part discerned not that honorable people held that place. O thou, who honorest every art and science, who may these be, which such great honor have, that from the fashion of the rest it parts them? And he to me, the honorable name that sounds of them above there in thy life, wins grace in heaven, that so advances them. In the meantime a voice was heard by me. All honor be to the preeminent poet. His shade returns again that was departed. After the voice had ceased, a quiet was four mighty shades I saw approaching us. Semblance had they nor sorrowful nor glad. To say to me began my gracious master, him with that falchion in his hand, behold, who comes before the three, even as their lord. That one is Homer, poet sovereign. He who comes next is Horace, the satirist. And the third is Ovid, and the last is Lucian. Because to each of these with me applies the name that solitary voice proclaimed, they do me honor, and in that do well. Thus I beheld assemble the fair school of that lord of the song preeminent, who o'er the others like eagles soars. When they together had discoursed somewhat, they turned to me with signs of salutation, and on beholding this my master smiled. And more of honor still, much more, they did me, in that they made me one of their own band, so that the sixth was I, mid such wit. Thus we went on as far as to the light, things saying 'tis becoming to keep silent, as was the saying of them where I was. We came unto a noble castle's foot, seven times encompassed with lofty walls, defended round by a fair rivulet, Jesus will. This we passed over even as firm ground. Through portals seven I entered with these sages. We came into a meadow of fresh verdure. People were there with solemn eyes and slow, of great authority in their countenance. They spake but seldom, and with gentle voices. Thus we withdrew ourselves upon the side, into an opening luminous and lofty, so that they all of them were visible. There opposite, upon the green enamel, were pointed out to me the mighty spirits, whom have seen I feel myself exalted. I saw Electra with companions many, amongst whom I knew both Hector and Aeneas, Caesar in armor with gerfalcon eyes. I saw Camilla with Penthesilea on the other side, and saw King Latinus, who with Lavinia, his daughter, sat. I saw Brutus, who drove the Tarquin forth, Lucretia, Julia, Marcia, and Cornelia, and sat alone in part the Saladin. When I lifted up my brows a little, the master I beheld of those who know sit with his philosophic family. All gaze upon him, and all do him honor. There I behold Socrates and Plato, who ne'er him before the others stand. Democritus, who puts the world on chance, Diogenes, Anaxagoras, and Thales, Zeno, and Pericles, and Heraclitus, Jesus, of qualities I saw the good collector, this particular section is just going to do my head in. Of qualities I saw the good collector, Dioscorides, and Orpheus saw I, Tully, and Livy, and moral Seneca, Euclid, Geometrian, and Ptolemy, Galen, Hippocrates, and Avicenna, Averroes, who the great comment made. I cannot all of them portray in full, because so drives me onward the long theme that many times the world comes short after a fact. The sixfold company in two divides. Another way my sapient guide conducts me forth from the quiet to the air that trembles, and to a place I come where nothing shines. I think I'm going to read one more. God, and to a place I come where nothing shines. What a good line. I'm not going to take a drink. I'm just going to go on to the next one. This is Canto 5, and the little subset says, the second circle, the wonton, Minos, the infernal hurricane, Francesca di Rimini. And I'm just gonna start. The last section was a nightmare, because there was just a bunch of names I didn't know how to pronounce. But I'm really pleased with how the first one went, so here's hoping this one's better and there's less names. Oh, I have a hiccup. Oh, that hurt. Okay. Thus I descended out of the first circle, down to the second, that less space begirds, and so much greater dole that goads to wailing. There standeth Minos, horribly in snarls, examines the transgressions at the entrance, judges and sends according the girds, according as he girds them. I say that when the spirit evil born cometh before him, wholly it confesses, and this discriminator of transgressions seeth what place in hell is meet for it, girds himself with his tail as many times as he grades, he wishes it should be thrust down. Always before him many of them stand. They go by turns, each one unto the judgment. They speak and hear, and then are downward hurtled. O thou that is dolorous holstery, comest, said Minos to me, when he saw me, leaving the practice of so great an office. Look how thou art enterest in whom thou trustest. Let not the portal's amplitude deceive thee, and unto him my guide. Why criest thou too? Do not impede his journey, fate ordained. It is so willed that there were is power to do that which is willed, and ask no further question. And now begin the dulsome notes to grow audible unto me, and now I am come there where much lamentation strikes upon me. I came into a place mute of all light, which bellows as the sea does in a tempest, if by opposing winds it's combated. The infernal hurricane that never rests hurtles the spirits onward in its rapine, whirling them round and smiting it, it molests them. When they arrive before the precipice, there are shrieks, the plaints, and the laments. There are blasphemy and puissance divine. I understood that unto such a torment the carnal malefactors were condemned, whose reason subjugate to appetite. And as the wings of starlings bear them on in the cold season, in large band and full, so doth that blast the spirit's maledict. It hither, thither, downward, upward drives them, no hope doth comfort them forevermore, not of repose, but even of lesser pain. And the cranes go chanting forth their lays, making an air long line of themselves. So saw I coming, uttering lamentations, shadows borne onward by aforesaid stress. Whereupon I said, Master, who are those people whom the black air so castigates? The first of those of whom intelligence thou fain wouldest have, they said. Then said he unto me, the empress was of many languages. To sensual vices she was so abandoned, that lustful she made licit her, in her law, to remove the blame to which she had been led. She is Semiramis,
sure,
of whom we read that she succeeded Ninus and was his spouse. She held the land which now the sultan rules. The next is she who killed herself for love and broke faith with the ashes of Sychaeus. Then Cleopatra the voluptuous. Helen I saw, for whom many ruthless seasons revolved, and saw the great Achilles, who at the last hour combated with love. Paris I saw, Tristan, and more than 1,000 shades he did he name and point out with his finger, whom love had separated from our life. After I had listened to my teacher, naming the dames of eld and cavaliers, pity prevailed, and I was nigh bewildered. And I began, O poet, willingly speak would I to those two who go together and seem upon the wind to be so light. And he to me, thou'lt mark when they shall be nearer to us, and then do thou implore them by love which leadeth them, and they will come. Soon as the wind in our direction sways them, my voice uplift I, O ye weary souls, come speak to us, if no one interdicts it. As turtle doves called on, onward by desire, with open and steady wings to the sweet nest, fly through the air by their volition born, so came they from the band where Dido is, approaching us athwart the air malign, so strong was the affectionate appeal. O living creature, gracious and benignant, who visiting goest through the purple air, us, who have stained the world incarnadine. If were the king of the universe our friend, we would pray unto him to give thee peace, since thou hast pity on our woe perverse. Of what it pleases thee to hear and speak, that we will hear, and we will speak to you, while silent is the wind as it is now. Sitteth the city wherein I was born, upon the seahorse where Po descends, to rest in peace with all his retinue. Love that on gentle heart doth swiftly seize, seized this man for the personal beautiful, the person beautiful that was taken from me, and still the mode offends me. Love that exempts no beloved from loving, seized me with pleasure of this man so strongly that, as thou seest, it doth not yet desert me. Love has conducted us unto one death, kind awayeth him who quenched our life. These words were borne along from them to us. As soon as I had heard those souls tormented, I bowed my face, and so long held it down until the poet said to me, What thinkest? When I made answer, I began, Alas, how many pleasant thoughts, how much desire conducted unto those dolorous paths. Then unto them I turned me, and I spake, and I began, Thine agonies, Francesca, sad and compassionate to weeping make me. But tell me, at the time of those sweet sighs, by what and in what manner love conceded that you should know your dubious desires? And she to me, There is no greater sorrow than to be mindful of the happy time and misery and that thy teacher knows. But if to recognize the earliest root of love in us thou hast so great desire, I will do even as he who weeps and speaks. One day, we reading were for our delight of Lancelot, how love him did him enthrall. Alone we were, and without any fear, full many a time our eyes together drew, that reading and drove the color from our faces. But one point only was it that overcame us, when as we read of the much longed for smile being by such noble lover kissed, this one who ne'er from me shall be divided, kiss me upon the mouth, all palpitating. Galletta was the book, and he who wrote it. That day no farther did we reach therein. And all the while one spirit uttered this, the other did weep so, that, for pity, I swooned away as if I had been dying, and fell, even as a dead body falls. This is a beautiful, beautiful piece. Okay, that is cantos 3 through 5. I'll be back tomorrow with some more, and as always, I love you, angels. Stay sane, stay happy, keep killing it.